The first lecture, let's read the passage. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. This is the title of our lecture now. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that's in you, with meekness and fear. So before, you know, being ready to respond to whatever question or to answer back any problem of atheists or skeptics or critics or whatever, we need to sanctify our Lord in our heart. What does he mean by sanctification, the name of the Lord in our heart? And you know, in our Abana Allazi, in our common prayer, after we say, Our Father who art in God, hallowed be thy name. It's the same meaning, you know. Hallowed be thy name. It's the same meaning of St. Peter's telling us here that sanctify the Lord God in your heart. First of all, he said, do not be afraid of their threats. If we are afraid of people, we are not yet ready for evangelism. We need all of us to overcome any kind of fears in the heart. Sometimes you fear, you know, the unbeliever. By the way, I had this many years, that when I was flying in an aeroplane and the guy sitting beside me, and I knew that he is an atheist, he does not believe in God, usually I became tense. Can I start speaking to him or not? Will he listen to me? Will he accept my logic? So do not be afraid, because being afraid will stand against the process of evangelism. You have to overcome the feeling. You need to pray, God, please help me. This is your mission, it's not my mission. Give me the words, give me wisdom, help me to deliver the message in the right way. So with praying, you can overcome this feeling. You know, there are many types of fears, and all types of fears should be conquered by the Holy Spirit with praying and with the Word of God. So we need to empower ourselves with this spiritual praying and meditation in order to overcome the fears, in order to start our service. Do not be afraid of the future. Do not be afraid of the unknown. Do not be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of losing anyone or anything, because these are kinds of fears which we may suffer of or face at a time. Don't be afraid of loneliness. In many of the missions, because I listen usually to my dear sons and daughters living here or there, definitely they have lots of time suffering of being lonely. They do not have friends or brothers or even a church or a priest to speak to or to spend time with. So there is kind of fear, I'm alone. No, you are not alone. You will enjoy the presence of the Lord much more you felt before in your country, in Cairo I mean. So this is an important point. You have to overcome all these negative thoughts in order to go on praising and serving the Lord. Also, kind of fear of illness, fear of poverty. So he started with the problem of fear before telling us, let's sanctify our Lord in our heart. So first we overcome the fear, then sanctify, which is the meaning of praying. And the third step, let's start reasoning our hope or defending our faith or delivering the message. Also, kind of fear we may face, fear of death or fear of the condemnation after death, دينونة. يبقى كل دي مخاوف يا جماعة ممكن الواحد تعطله عن الخدمة. And you all know these fears may come to all of us. Nobody is over this. Everyone can stick to the problem of fear, even if you remember the disciples who had the power to cast out demons, to make miracles, who spent 3 years with the Lord. Some of them saw him glorified, but you know, they got fear and they escaped in the night of his crucifixion. So let's always remind ourselves that fear is a real problem. So just reminding yourself with the presence of the Lord, this will help you to overcome the fears. In order to get over the fears, we need at least, again, and I'm repeating, 2 main points. Okay, trusting the promises of God and continuous prayer. Sometimes I'm telling one of my daughter or son, you pray, go praying. He may answer, I prayed, Yabuna, but still I have some fears. I don't have anything to tell him but pray again, pray more. You understand? So we have nothing to do but praying and recalling the promises. Just reminding yourself, God said, Rabbana El, ana ma'ak. ربنا قال ما تخافش, ربنا قال كله خير, ربنا قال هيحصل كويس, ربنا قال هتشوف. خلاص, يبقى انا بفكر نفسي وبكلم ربنا, يا رب خايف طول الوقت, بقول له انا ضعيف, انا صغير, انا خايف, اوكي مفيش مشكلة. This too, the promises of God and the continuous prayer will build up the faith. This is, you know, the pillars of the faith. Continuous praying and meditation with the verses of the Bible will help you to believe, to trust more. With the trust, you will feel very peaceful, you will feel safe, secured all the time. So, you know, insecurity are always parallel to a short faith or little faith. Security, feeling safe, always related to the degree of how much you trust God. Remind yourself with many good meanings, like God is the Pantocrator, God is good and everything he's doing is good. Remind yourself that God is careful, he really cares, and he loves you and everyone around unconditionally. Even if you are bad, if you are doing bad, still he loves you and he will cover your needs. He is beside you, although you are not good. So this is his character. So when you remind yourself with these ideas, you will feel stronger and you will overcome whatever comes to your mind. Also remind yourself with the meaning of eternity. We are living our life to go to the eternal life. It's the story of minutes, days, weeks, months. But you know, days are running. And lastly, we will end up in the kingdom of heaven. So this idea will help you to overcome some of the fears. The Lord said once, don't be troubled in your hearts. So it's not related actually to the circumstances around. Sometimes the circumstances around are very stable, but you feel very tense. You feel afraid. And some other times, the circumstances are very hot, are very tough. There are many problems around, many enemies, but you feel safe. So always remind yourself that this kind of feeling safe or peace is not related much to the circumstances. It's related to the heart. So when you are filled up with the Holy Spirit from the inside, whatever happening around have no effect on you. You understand? Again, let's go back to the words. Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of the stress, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you to a reason for the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Okay, so don't be troubled comes before, but sanctify the Lord God. Because if you are troubled, if you feel afraid, you cannot focus on sanctifying the Lord. You cannot go for mission while being very afraid. You cannot. I will remind you with one character in the New Testament, Saint Mark, our beloved Saint Mark, was very much afraid in two events, two occasions. In the night of the crucifixion of the Lord, he even, you know, escaped and left his clothes. And many years later, when he went with Saint Paul and Saint Barnabas to an area in Asia, he felt afraid. This kind of missionary work is not easy. He is facing uncommon faces. So always evaluate yourself. If you are feeling troubled or down, you need to leave everything and go praying, because you need the power. You need to feel peaceful. Sanctify the Lord in your heart. There is a very good, part of a verse in the Old Testament when some man called Jehoshaphat, he was a king, an offspring of David. He was a very good man and he was very simple in his faith. But once he was troubled with many enemies, he said a very nice prayer, نَحْنُ لَا نَعْلَمْ مَاذَا نَعْمَلْ وَلَكِنْ نَحْوَكْ أَعْيُنَّا. I do not know what to do. We do not know what to do. But we have one thing to do, that we just our eyes upon you. We have nothing to do but this. So this is the start of any good missionary, that his eyes are always up, not down. When you put your eyes up, God help, he will help. But when you put your eyes down, you will feel always troubled, because the problems are many and the devil are everywhere. But you are stronger with your eyes up. Another meaning, is it possible that the evangelist fall in anxiety? Definitely. Yes, any evangelist, you and me, may face this. In whatever mission, you may feel troubled or even anxious, or you think of going back. This happens frequently to many of us, and this is, very common. Happened with saints like Saint Mark. So don't look down to yourself because you felt this, or you may feel this. Don't look down to yourself. No, you are good and you can be better, and you will enjoy many experiences with the Lord, but try to stay in. Don't leave it. Don't leave the field. Just keep yourself and you will feel the coverage of the Lord soon. The missionary or the servant may be anxious about the future career, the challenges, the problem, the failure and loneliness, hesitant in the call and mission. Am I called, really called from God, or it's just an idea, or Abuna is pushing, or my friends pushed me? You may face many negative thoughts. Keep yourself up, keep your eyes up, and fight back, overcome the fear. This is important to get into the missionary work. Again, I'm telling you that we pray Abana Allazi many times per day, and each time we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This means what? This means that I'm telling the Lord, let your name be glorified everywhere. And this is my mission. You got it? يعني إيه ليتقدس اسمك؟ يعني يا رب اسمك معروف عند, let's say, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is just well known to 1 million of 7 million. So I need to help the Lord, I need to work with God to sanctify his name. Hallowed be thy name, let your name be well known everyone, let your name be glorified. Let your name be hallowed as if in heaven, because the angels keep singing Qudus, Qudus, Qudus. The earth stopped singing. So we need to push the earth to to share heaven in praising God all the time. This is the meaning of يتقدس اسمك. You got the meaning? Hallowed be thy name. So, as if while praying أبانا الذي ليتقدس اسمك, we are like recalling our mission. In order to make his name glorified or hallowed, we need to work. We need to go here and there, letting everyone know the name of the Lord and saying with angels, Quddus. Okay? You got this? That's why the Lord said in his Sermon on the Mountain, but seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. Don't think of your future. It will be added much better than you imagine. Don't think of your health. Don't think of your family. Don't think of your career. Don't think of whatever. This is a pure gift. Don't rather give 1 minute thinking of this. Just keep focusing on your mission and you will see miracles. This is the word of God, the promise of God. So go and seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Again, it was written, this is the will of God, your sanctification, being holy. This is the will of God. So just saying from your heart, I love you, God. I praise you, God. Quddus. Al-Majd lik ya Rab. So in this minute, you are making the will of God. And you wish, as I wish, as God wish, that everyone praising God the same way all the time. In this case, earth become part of heaven. فهمين النقص ده؟ لو كل الناس طول الوقت بتقول أشكرك يا رب, خلاص الدنيا خلصت, الدنيا بقت حتة من السماء. عشان كده بعد ما قال يتقدس اسمك, قال يأتي ملكوتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. فهمتوا الحكاية؟ So we are praying, let your kingdom in heaven comes to our land. Let the same way you live with the angels in heaven live with us on earth. Let the same time, spending all the time praising you in heaven, let everyone on earth praising you. So while singing with the kids, you are enjoying partially the taste of heaven, because you know you are now enjoying minutes of heaven. You are loving the kids, you are praising God with them, you are saying with the angels kind of Quddus. So this is the meaning of ليتقدس اسمك. In the Old Testament there was a commandment said, you shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. So this is an old commandment. God ordered his people to live in a holy life. And again in the New Testament, it was written again, it is written, be holy for I am holy. So this is, you know, kind of a continuous order or commandment from the Lord, stay holy, live in a holy life. And let everyone be holy in the name of the Lord. In his vision, Isaiah saw once the Lord sitting on his throne, as we used to draw him in the altar. So it's written, and that one cried to another and said, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Actually, this is not true. The whole earth is full of glory. So this is, you know, the wish of God. This is the future plan. This is the end of this whole story, that the earth will always be full of his glory, that his name is praised and hallowed not only by angels but also by people. And this is, you know, the final end. And for this goal we are living now as missionary. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe with me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Why he felt unclean lips, especially unclean lips? Because he is not praising God. He is not praying enough. He is not saying like angels, holy, holy, holy. You got it? So he felt undone. He felt unclean. Because the purity of human being when he enjoy all time praising God like angels. And this is the mission. We are here to evangelize the real God, the loving God, so when everyone love him back, he will enjoy from now on praising him forever. And this is our missionary. How about the word sanctify? قدسوا دي يعني ايه يعني نعملها زي دي. It's kind of order. So sanctify, let's put it in a simpler meaning. When you thanksgiving, you just give God words of thanks. You know Saint Anthony, the great monk in the 3rd century, started in the 3rd and ended in the 4th century, taught his simple monks, the Egyptian monks, he had like more than 3,000 monks, disciples for him. He taught them what we call Jesus prayer. You know, Salat Yisua, he started it. And it was as simple as that. My Lord, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, undone sinner. My Lord, Jesus Christ, I thank you. My Lord, Jesus Christ, I love you. And that was the simplest prayer praised by thousands of monks for many hours per day. You understand? There was no Igbeya completed as nowadays. Some of them, they do not read, you know, so they cannot read the Psalms, but they can spend the whole day praising God, saying the word of God, the name of God, I mean, Lord Jesus Christ, and then adding whatever. I love you. I praise you, I thank you, have mercy upon me. And this is the kind of sanctifying the Lord in our heart. Also another meaning for sanctify the Lord is fear him. Because the angels, when Isaiah saw them, they were standing before the Lord in the khushu'a, in a in a holy way. So while praying, do you feel the presence of God? Do you feel this kind of submission to him? Also sanctify means remember the Lord all the time. It's kind of praying, just his presence in your mind all the time. This is kind of continuous prayer. Another meaning for Qaddisu, sanctify, is be occupied or obey. So these are many meanings for the same order or advice of St. Peter. Sanctify the Lord in your heart. Last point, I think. How about this kind of sacred heart or holy heart, or that heart full of holy name? It's first of all, it's a repenting heart, because we spend many hours away from God. In the minute of repentance, going back to the Lord, saying, sorry God, I did wrong, have mercy upon me. In this minute, you are cleaning your heart, you are sanctifying the Lord in your heart. So the act of repentance is part of this kind of sanctification. يعني التوبة جزء من التقديس. لما يقول قدسوا الرب الإله بمعنى آخر توب. ما أنت لما بتوب بتنظف قلبك فالقداسة بتدخل. Another meaning is the humble heart. Humble heart after repentance or continuous repenting will end up with the virtue of humility, فضيلة التواضع, with the humble heart. You will feel always, all the time, that you look up to God saying, I'm a sinner. So this kind of humility comes with the continuous repentance. يبقى الإنسان لما يقدس قلبه يعني يقدسه الرب الإله في قلوبكم بيتوب على طول بيصلي على طول فقلبه عمال ينضف ويتضع ينضف وينزل لتحت كل ما ينضف يبقى مكسور ومتواضع لما يبقى متواضع القلب بس ربنا بقى ساكن طول الوقت that simply وكل ده قبل المشينري ورك يعني ايه طبعا I don't mean we have to be as holy as saints before starting we will never start serving but I mean while acting in this way while trying to praying more to pray more while trying to repent regularly while trying to catch the virtue of humility in the dynamic act of sanctification we are getting closer to our mission also this kind of sacred heart is a loving heart with the blessing of prayer repentance humility you will get the best fruit ever of the spirit the fruit of love you will end up with a heart full of love all time for everyone starting from God you love him from all your heart and you love everyone whatever they do from all your heart this all starts from inside from sanctification again sanctify your heart means go for praying regularly repent regularly keep your heart humble fill your heart with love this is the way of being holy from inside I'm not reading the verses because it's time now and lastly a wise heart having a humble heart a loving heart a repentant heart you will also get a wise heart because wisdom is not a fruit of knowledge actually wisdom is a fruit of prayer wisdom is a fruit of repentance wisdom is a fruit of humility تواضع wisdom is a fruit of the Holy Spirit so to have a wise heart wise from inside you need to go all the way all this way and this is the picture of القدس ربنا عاوز قديسين يبشروا على فكرة انما احنا مشروع قديسين يعني لسه كتير قوي بس in the process of sanctification we have to know that stepping one step forward is getting more fruits just one step forward you will gain many people more and if you go deeper and deeper you will succeed to gain more and more فهمتوا الفكرة هيفرق كارز عن كارز في الحتة دي قد ايه بيصلي قد ايه متواضع قد ايه حكيم قد ايه بيحب هيكسب اكتر هيبقى لعيب ربنا هيشتغل بيه اسهل هيبقى ماشي صح we will end praying in our heart Lord grant me repentance and humbleness Lord grant me wisdom and love I remember 2 years ago I gave this tadrib this exercise to the servants of Amba Brahm serving with me but I told them let's pray in 10 seconds daily for the whole life نقول له الصبح يا رب اديني توبة وتواضع تهتر عشان نحفظ يعني يا رب اديني حب وحكمة ها عشان ايه في واحد قال لي انا افتكرت تحتح بس ما عرفتش بتاعت ايه توبة وتواضع حب وحكمة if you have this you are on the way you know grant me give me repentance and humility and also give me wisdom and love glory to God amen